Cause if you wanna go, then baby go yeah.
Are we start? Is this happening? Are we starting right? Did you just try and start the podcast here?
Is that what you did? Wait, did people clap? Did everybody clap?
No, I haven't clapped.
Oh, clap. I'm sending a text right now. I need 30 seconds.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Can't hear it.
Oh. It's that famous song, Are You Looking Up?
What's that?
If you wanna go, then baby, go on.
Cool, and we just got demonetized on YouTube for copyright purposes.
Oh,
awesome.
Shit.
And
the first thing you won't be able to buy your Hi-Chew pack now.
Well, there's got to be a way to remonetize once you get demonetized. Smart.
Right. Well, you'd think so, right, but the cards are stacked against us, as always.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm counting cards. You didn't factor that one in.
Oh,
and my life is at an 8 count. The running count of my life is 8 right now, and I'm about to double down
on
myself.
Every time we go to the casino, Jack, I need you to tell me. When we play blackjack, I always need you to tell me what to do.
I am doing things in my life with gambling that I'm not telling you.
I don't like to hear that.
And you're never going to know, but one day, let's just say, your car is going to look a little different in your driveway one day.
The catalytic converter
is gone. Eric's got the catalytic converter on his hood, by the way.
Yeah. Keep it on there. Spoiler. For people in need. If you need that shit, take it. I don't need it that bad. I'll get a new one.
Oh, I'll keep one on just my person around town. I don't even keep it on my car anymore. But yeah, I'm gonna rob.
On a subreddit. This was like right before I went to bed. I was like looking at this, and it was like, people who worked in a casino. What's the darkest stories that you have? And it was bad. It was like a lot of people
dying.
I'll say dying and offing themselves after like putting like all their money down.
That doesn't happen.
How come you could off yourself in a good and a bad way? Because offing yourself, you know what I'm saying? Getting yourself
offing yourself. That sounds like a British way to commit suicide. But I've offed myself.
I'm off to off myself,
wow.
Mate.
No, British fucking no. We're not going there on this.
A British. I don't.
Okay? That's not what this one's about.
Has a British person ever done that? Let's investigate. Come back later.
I'll just tell you, yeah, for sure.
I'm perfect.
Right, well, when they found out they lost the Revolutionary War, yeah, it was fucking Jonestown.
But then they regretted that when Brexit came, because if you had killed yourself and you're a British ghost and you see Brexit goes down and you're returning to the block party, exclusive one island block party,
hey,
you regret that probably. Get my body back. Dig me up.
Ooh, give me a steak and ale pie.
Hello. Regards to what we're speaking on today with the, because we're talking about gaming.
Right.
Casinos have games in them, right?
Right.
With random generators, right? RNG.
Mm-hmm. RNGs,
that's
right.
A video game term.
But we're talking more about classically console games, okay? Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation. PlayStation 2.
Dreamcast.
Sega Genesis.
Wii.
GameCube. Wii. The Wii U. Remember the Wii U? That was pathetic.
Was it
a
school? Was it a university? I'm genuinely, unfortunately, asking.
Wii U was kind of a precursor to the Switch. It was It was the console after the Wii. It had a little screen on it. You don't remember this?
Wii.
I'm about to make some enemies. If you are over 30 and you play Nintendo like that, get a grip. That is for babies.
A 64?
You should be playing sort of You should be playing Hearts of Iron, whatever, the World War II simulators. Mm-hmm. You should be playing Sekiro, all the From Software games. That's for adults, okay?
Oh, right.
You should be
right,
playing Armored Core, Rubicon. You should be playing... There's many games out there for adults.
See,
Yoshi, Princess Peach, the other ones, Luigi, Wario. That's all for children, okay? If you're still rocking with that shit and you're an adult, get a grip.
Eric, can I say something that might be hard for you to hear, brother?
What's that?
It's okay to let go sometimes of this masculine shell that you put on. Because I know you got the beard transplant. I know you're doing dangerous amounts of creatine. And you're renting cars that you can't afford to rent.
No, but I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
But I just know that you're hiding a bunch of... You have a shrine to like Princess Peach and Mario and shit. Like,
no, I would never fucking rock with her ass or Daisy, the hot one, either.
Daisy, never. Daisy comes up to you at the bar.
Daisy. Oh, Daisy, hello, please. Ma'am.
What are you drinking? I'm drinking the milk.
Well, she'd be about 1 inch tall. That's how big they are on them damn screens.
You don't think they'd be more big in real life?
No, maybe if they were...
Until you give them that mushroom.
Oh, Nate, hey, man, which one, dude? Which... Stop.
Hey.
Stop. I'll let you decide.
Why do I think...
Behave.
You'd be... You're the Will Smith Hitch guy of the gamer world.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you'd be reverse engineering those mushrooms, you know what I'm saying, to grow one particular part of yourself, Nate.
In that type of way.
You know what I'm saying. Nutty.
Larger erectile thing.
Fuck the pipes.
Oh.
Are you dicking the pipe? Go into another dimension.
Oh. Yo, dude, all right, gaming, the state of gaming.
Oh, putting your willy down the pipe and getting some coins for you?
Yeah, because you jump into the pipe and you go into another underworld, underwater.
You're putting it down there like an interdimensional periscope.
But you're fucking the
seeing who takes a bite.
The hot tub fleshlight time machine, hot tub, you know what I'm saying here?
Yep, pretty much. Exactly.
Interesting.
Oh.
No.
All right. I was just talking with my girl about kind of who we are in Joy Tactics University.
Yeah.
I think Eric, you're the historian. Jack, right. You're the maybe engineer, innovator. Nate, you right. are sex ed. You are.
Just, yeah, 100%.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
Sex ed. All right. So, E. What's that thing you were talking about, Eric? E?
E3, Entertainment 3. The game.
Oh, this is like.
The gaming conference. It's over, by the way, dude. E3 is so over. It's
this
over.
This is a big time for gamers, dude. I remember when I was really into gaming, when I wanted to be a gaming designer. Yes.
Full Sail.
I wanted to be a video game designer, and I was looking up Full Sail degrees, and I was just dreaming of being in Winter's Park, whatever, fucking Florida or whatever, and just being around all the other people who really gave a shit about games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We were all designing them together. None of this bullshit, this fucking run-of-the-mill, just fans of video games.
No, you want to be designing that shit and getting screamed at by someone with cystic acne.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Don't make fun of us. Okay.
No, I got that shit. I got that shit on my legs.
But this is like our
legs,
Super Bowl.
So.
I don't.
The E3. But what's coming out? Elden Ring.
Bruh. Many
the
games
Elden
are coming
Ring
out.
Patch. I have something to say about Elden Ring, which I don't know if I've...
Well, should we let people know what Elden Ring is?
Sure. If you,
the
if
Elden Ring.
You've been in under a damn rock.
Well, most of our listeners are, you know, freaking neurotypical sports fan types. They don't know about FromSoft.
Right.
La-da-da. What did I say? La-da-da.
This podcast is usually blasting from the golf cart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they listen to this so they can speak to their weird cousins better.
Exactly. So they don't get murdered by their weird cousin when he finally snaps.
Nate? But, okay, so Elden Ring is a, I guess, a fantasy role-playing game. It's basically like, you know, I don't know. What is the technical genre of Elden Ring?
You kill shit. You go
it's not a massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
I don't really even know what that means. It's just a game. Whatever. It's like Zelda, but harder.
It's like a dungeon. You know, you go into, you do all these quests. You know, you build up your armor. It's like a fantasy game, you know? And what's the technical genre? I should know this. What is it? What the...
Are you thinking... I don't know.
Horror.
Literally...
We should know this.
I'll tell you this. Thriller. I'll tell you this. The previous From Software games became so popular that they've developed a whole genre of them to themselves.
Right,
they're called Souls-like games. Souls-like. Okay? Where...
Open world.
The same thing.
Open world.
Sure, it's massively, open world. Of course, sandbox.
Event battles as well as area battles. Why are we talking about Elden Ring? Oh, because there's a new thingy on it?
Well, I brought it up. It's there. Apparently, there's a new expansion of expansion pack. That expands the world, I think, or something. But I just wanted to talk about it briefly because I know some of our listeners are obsessed with that game and might have an addiction to it. And I just want to,
what do they call them?
But me, all three of us played it,
of course,
when it came out. And
two
that
of
was
us,
2 years ago, right?
Three of us go into the Elden Ring woods. Only one returns. Mm-hmm. Three men go into the woods in the lands between.
Well, I got distracted by some real books and literature. That's why I couldn't beat it. Okay, well, not because it was too hard, and I couldn't beat that guy that was sitting on that fat ox
outside
the Golden City.
You read these far right political books as a joke, dude. But I just think you need to be careful. It starts to leak in whether you like it or not.
No. I'm reading
busting balls on
here. It's all good.
But listen.
Go ahead.
No. All right. But Elden Ring came out like 2 years ago, and I'm not kidding. That game ruined. I just now recovered from the post Elden Ring like haze that I was. Because that game, I haven't played a game like that since I was in high school. Like, been obsessed with it, thinking about it all day,
couldn't stop
playing it all day, and I didn't even fucking beat it, dude. I was playing it for months, every day, like hours and hours, and I was like,
yeah.
"What happened?"
And it totally
what
ruined.
What were you doing, Nate?
A whole year.
But what? How did you?
I don't
not...
know, dude. I was trying to. It's hard, dude. It's a hard game. What do you mean? What was I doing?
It is,
I was
Jack.
It's the hardest game that's ever been. I'm playing these fucking Legend of Zelda, man. I'm playing games for kids, dude.
Dude, I'm not even a gamer, and I roasted that shit thrice. And you know how?
What do you mean you're not a gamer, dude? You're the ultimate
brother,
gamer.
I never played none of these games that y'all are playing. I never played. I played Tony Hawk. I played Skate 3. And I've played hundreds of thousands of hours and all that. I played Halo hundreds of thousands of hours. RuneScape hundreds of thousands of hours. But gaming, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, did you get this new game? I don't game like that. But y'all convinced me to get Elden Ring. You tricked me.
But I'll say this. You might have been able to beat that game, but you could never defeat Reading the Hobbit.
Why would you say that, man? I could listen to it.
That's true.
But listen.
And I'm sorry to have gotten down on you like that, but I just feel sort of defensive right
now.
Okay,
man.
Because,
I know that.
It's clear that Nate and I really tried, and you came over and beat that ox for me. But here's the thing. And that advanced me in the game, but I didn't even care after that because I know I didn't actually get.
You had to enlist Jack, like, online.
Jack had to help me beat one of these damn guards. It wasn't even a boss.
A guy on a horse.
Just one of these damn guy on a horse.
He's blocking the capital city, and he's quite difficult to defeat.
Right. He's
but
quite
what's funny
difficult.
Is, no, the truth is, guys, that you both are farther along in the game than I am, if you're listening to God, because I cheated crazy the whole way.
I cheated too.
Did you cheese that shit?
I Gruyere'd it. I Parmesan'd it. I Pecorino Romano'd that shit. I did every cheat I could find to just get through it the first time. But then I went back.
Gaming is so, you know, my PS5 is not with me right now. Okay, it's being
we're praying for you,
driven out here from New York, and I'm gonna go see it in about 10 days, and then I'll drive it back here from Dallas. But I miss it. I miss that type of gaming, turning that on,
yeah,
and going crazy with the controller in my hand. It just feels so good. You know what I mean? So many good games I've played throughout my life, and I can't even remember them all. Someone asked me the other day, what's your favorite game? I can barely remember what I played, but I know I've had an amazing time. Okay.
Oh, and I actually had a found from my fan fiction days. There was like on my profile, it says top 10 video games, and I listed it out when I was like 13.
What were they?
Let me look it up real quick as you guys.
And then may I just, while you're Googling that, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of moved by that monologue that Eric, you just made up on the spot. And I think there needs to be a little yeah, welcome for anybody applying to Juilliard or RISD or whatever right now.
Right.
That video game monologue.
That was I think so. Well, I'm looking, I just typed in top games and I'm like, yeah, I've played just about every single one of these. Red Dead Redemption, of course, 1 and 2, cried at both. Legend of Zelda, yeah, I didn't love it. It just says Zelda has never clicked with me. I hate to
say
it.
Are you kidding
me?
What about the
Goron? I get into it for a little
bit,
but I know. I feel like I'm going to offend some people with that, but it's just, it ain't my shit. Okay?
The Legends of the Ocarina of Time, Eric, with the tunics and everything? None of that got you?
I mean, that's that classically was my kind of fourth grade Elden Ring. You know? I couldn't beat that shit.
And you rocked
so
hard. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, man.
Nah, I couldn't.
All right, check this shit out. This is the elite gaming top 10 list. This is the type of shit. I wasn't playing around playing games. This is 2004, okay? Yo, this is my bio. ... Here it is. Top 10 video games. In any specific order.
This is for what? This is just your online
this
journal.
This is my fanfiction.net bio, like profile.
Gotcha.
What is that?
Just so people can get to know me after they.
So I think we're burying Zelda the. What were you writing fan fiction for? I think we have
Legend of Zelda. We've already talked about.
Oh right.
So they can get to know me a little bit more after they've read my stories about the Dark Triforce that I.
Right. How could I forget? I'm sorry.
Did people say that existed?
Anyways,
when we. All right.
So I think it did exist. People were kind of roasting me. They said that Dark Link exists, but I'm pretty sure I invented that. So, anyways. Number one, and this is not in any specific order. That's what I say. Number one, Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, that's a classic.
Number two, Metal Gear Solid series. Number three, Final Fantasy X. Number three, SOCOM 2 Online. Number five.
In the ghillie suits?
Yep. Kingdom Hearts. Number six, amazing. Crash Bandicoot 2. Number seven, Super Mario Bros. 3.
Wow.
With the raccoon suit.
Fucking nice.
Number eight, The Legend of Zelda series. Number nine, Metroid series. Number 10, Sonic series.
Damn.
Hey,
okay. Nate. Yeah. I didn't realize you were real like that.
And then I also have my top five animes as well.
I didn't know you were like this, Nate. A little bit.
It's kind of sick. What was the top five animes?
Number one, DBZ/GT.
Of course, man.
Number two, Inuyasha. Number three, Gundam series. Number three, Rurouni Kenshin. Number five, Yu Yu Hakusho. Number six, Shaman King. And then number seven, it said, I know I went over five, but who gives a flying fuck? And no, this is not an anime series. I was having fun with it, too, back then.
You were cheeky, like I do now.
Dude, gaming.
After a long
I remember
day.
Some of my best memories. This is one of my best memories, okay? There's nothing even funny about this. I would go to swim team practice. I hated it. I was the slowest one. Okay. And this is during the summers. My mom would drive me. Then I would walk back from the pool. I'd get home. It's like 10:30 in the morning. I eat cream of wheat with some brown sugar. Yuck. And then I just have such a vivid memory of getting my PS2 and playing ATV Off-Road Fury. and just sending that shit, doing the Jesus, like the crazy tricks on the ATVs, taking that disc out, putting in Jack and Daxter. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably.
Do you guys think video games have lost some of their charm with the graphics?
100%. Are you kidding me?
Have we lost some of the charm? Yeah, of course they did.
Because look back, I was just Google imaging some games last night just to see what it felt like. Sonic Adventure Battle 2. Anybody?
Chrono Trigger.
How about Banjo-Kazooie when you really look at the Google image? Oh, how about, y'all remember Gauntlet Legends? Can I get a...
Of course, Gauntlet Legends. That was so majestic to me because you couldn't... when it first came out, it was only arcade, right?
Right.
Or I was like, this is... And I was like, this is so fancy. I wish I could play this in my house. You know what I mean?
And then
you could.
You could. And what was beautiful about it is it was... Your friends, it was very communal. You would come over, be in the physically the same space, and yet you would all together transcend. Valkyrie is about to die. The jackal has eaten the purple coin. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. We don't have shit like that. And yet, hey, here's probably my favorite.
What?
This might be my favorite video game memory of my life. And I'll give you a hint.
What?
You two are in it. When it was early pandemic lockdown and Travis Scott put on the Fortnite concert.
Oh my God.
We pulled up as the banana and the chick.
I know. I feel like we've talked about this, but I was off the mezcals because I was drinking liquor during that period of my life like that.
Just then you were drinking.
To excess.
All right.
That
so,
was so amazing. God.
What makes a perfect video game?
Well, is that what we're talking about? Back. Well, we're kind of going... I was thinking this one could be more games from our childhood, okay?
Oh, okay.
Games from growing up. We could,
oh,
we
sorry,
could talk
Eric.
About...
We were just talking about fucking just going off a little bit on a tangent. Sorry, man.
Do you guys remember this video game, One Must Fall? It
no.
was on
no.
PC.
Never heard of
it. It was like
that
before
shit.
We had a console, my dad got this for us. I wonder if any of the listeners remember this game. It's called One Must Fall 2097, and you play these like giant mechs that are... fighting each other. Oh my God, I haven't thought about this game in years. Okay, and there's not much more that needs to be said about it, but if you can find an emulator of it and play it, it was, I remember it being pretty fun when I was about 7 years old.
Wait, is that by the people who did Gonan Man? Nate, did everybody play that?
No, I never even heard of that. Gonan Man.
You want to ask me what it is?
What is it?
Full sentence.
What is going on, is man?
Not much, on, brother. Man. How are you doing today?
Oh, God. Are you...
You know, dude, if you trick people enough like that for a long enough period of time, you're going to lose all the trust that you have.
So be it, man.
You heard of the boy who cried wolf,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right?
You've heard of that parable and story, right?
What if I'm a boy in wolf's clothes? What if I'm a wolf in boy's clothing? See what I'm
sheep
saying?
Sheep in wolf's clothes?
I am
sheep
a wolf.
Sheep in wolf's clothes?
I was born to lose trust.
That's a game to you, isn't it? Losing trust and building it back. That's just a game to you, isn't it?
That
a
is
PS3
right.
PS3 game.
Yeah. League. Yeah. Anyways. Sorry.
Okay, let's go through some of the top game franchises. This is what everybody wants to hear about. Mass Effect.
What's that?
You guys never played Mass Effect?
I've never played.
I don't think I've played
a single game.
You're
that's
kidding
been
me.
Yet.
Oh my
Nate,
God.
Nate never played a one okay. of those games on that list, except for maybe one of them.
Resident
I'm getting
Evil
sad.
4.
I'm starting to get sad. What's that?
Resident
Zombies?
Evil 4. Oh my God.
I'm
getting disturbed that you guys aren't hopping on the saying, yo, yo.
Well, of course I played fucking Resident Evil, all right?
BioShock.
I've heard these BioShock. Words before. Of course I've heard these words. I'm cultured, but I never.
These are like prestige games, like video games are trying to be. Okay, one, the video games are doing the thing that's like, that movies are doing where they're trying to remake
Last
Final
of
Fantasy
Us.
VII like, three times or something like.
Yeah.
It just, I think we're just culturally. at a point where we just can't come up with new.
You think we're in the dark ages creatively because of what phones and media do to our brains?
Can I say that? Can I name this era?
Yeah, of course.
We are in an age of media fear. We are in an age of creative doubt as a race, as a species, rather.
As a human race, right.
As a human race, not as... All right, chill. But what I'm saying is people have enjoyed so much what has been done in our lives. You see the Titanic, you go, James Cameron's watching, you know, he watches back Titanic and goes, good God, how the fuck did I do that shit? That probably wasn't even me. I can't never do that shit again. And then in humanity, we're saying, well, then let's remake it. Let's do this. But we have to learn from James Cameron and say, fuck it. I'm going to sink 20 years into making underwater Avatar and just try again, man. Just try because you can do it. That's what I want to tell
you. You can't get the magic back, though, not from the
magic is there. Movie. You can always... The fire is never gone. It just needs to be relit, okay? Fire will always exist in potentiality of energy. Oh. Fire is a
we need to set a fire element. Ablaze amongst the children, I think. Because guess what? Our generation is a lost cause. Who's a young director right now, 30 years old, area of age, that's crushing me, probably. Name somebody. I'll wait. Name one. I'll wait. Who's the next?
In America, no, I can't.
Right, in America, but if you're talking Italia, Italy, and all the Italy. Rest, yeah, there's plenty. Sure, yeah,
plenty.
But American media is crumbling. The older generations are giving nothing to the young, and film and TV and video games are suffering because of that. Give us a fucking chance. To all the boomers listening to this shit that are in positions of power, give the younger generations a chance now.
Give us a chance, man. I'm just, agree.
Oh, you said just give us a chance. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I agree. Because they're going to die soon, man. So what they need to know is one way or another, and that's hard to hear, but one way or another, if whether you give us that bag or whether we have to take that bag out of your cold, dead
violently
hands.
With bats with nails in them.
maybe just natural causes version of bats and nails. But
I know someone from my high school that was. I think I told you guys.
Yeah.
Killed that one.
Yeah, that's a little personal. But
what else?
What else? Oh, Joe Biden.
You know what I'm reminded of?
Yeah.
What
is the I guess the notion. I mean, we're talking about notions lately. Shit.
Right.
Here we go.
The notion of Jack's getting prepared.
I'm getting ready to receive this sentence and analyze it.
The notion of world building.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Which could be a whole other fucking topic.
Oh, world building. World building, though, by the way, is a gift. It's not something that you can learn. Okay.
Right.
No one can teach you world building. Us creatives who were bullied our entire childhoods and lived in prison, our bodies were more like prisons because of the weight and the lack of coordination. We were forced to build worlds in our minds, okay? Beautiful right. worlds, lush worlds, desert worlds, space worlds, fantasy worlds, sexual worlds,
chill.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And to all you account managers out there, who have the sea gutters, you know what I'm talking about, and you got the 8-packs, and you eat fucking sweet green every day, and you have over $300,000, you will never know how to world build like we learned how to.
You could never come up with the concept of a Italian plumber who hates turtles. You know what I'm saying? That is not right. your...
Right.
That is not even close.
Imagine being in the mind of that guy who created that. You wouldn't want to for a second because it's so horrible in there. You know what I mean?
Japanese.
Well, right.
And you know what all these games have in common? There is just one singular vision. Probably, most of the time it's a Japanese guy, okay? Psychotic Japanese fella.
Yeah, right.
Who's thinking up this shit.
He's been right.
So shout out to all those Japanese males out there that are just putting it down. That are just...
Who were...
Supported by females and probably stealing from them.
That's what I was going to say. Stealing from the women, I'm sure the Japanese women.
Well, if you go and look at ancient Japanese female art, you will see cave sculptures of little Goombas and Mario figures. You know what I'm saying?
Jack, I feel like you have a little closet that's all ancient Japanese female art.
Let me look in my closet right now. Glock, I got a 47 in there. I got sawed off, I got MP5. Yeah, well,
oh, remember the woman from Neon Genesis
Evangelion? Why do I remember
Evangelion?
Remember, well, because she's one of the most baddest baddies of all time from animation history. Okay, remember her? And then the kid,
of course,
lives with
I
her
do.
For
that's
a while.
Fucking decal on my Toyota Prius right now, man.
Oh my god, I will just say shout out to her for leading those kids through operating those mechs that saved the planet.
Yeah, good for her.
So
where's this all headed?
Wait, oh speaking of world building, if you could pick one world, one video game world to transport to and live in for the rest of your days, what would it be, sir? And what would you say it would be, sir?
Crazy ass, amazing question.
I guess it'd be one where my friends and family were. Otherwise, I don't know how I would deal with it.
No, you don't get to see them. You go in and it's all gone. Okay?
That sounds pretty tough.
And you have to make new friends.
Yep.
A new family.
All right.
Honestly, I would probably go. You know what? You mentioned this game, but Chrono Trigger. That
dude,
world.
I just,
where you got the frog friend. You have the frog.
Wait, do you know that I just downloaded it yesterday and started playing it?
No way.
On
it's
my
so
MacBook.
Fun.
On my MacBook.
What's
I
this?
Got an emulator.
Frog. What's it called?
Chrono
and the art was done
Trigger.
By Akira Toriyama. Yeah, the character design was crazy. The video, the game dynamics and design was incredible. It was just a melding of Final Fantasy and Dragon Ball Z, basically, which is the two most probably bussin' worlds on the planet. The two most bussin' minds. I don't know who does the final Squaresoft, Square Enix. Back then, Squaresoft.
This is a pretty game that I've just Google imaged. Chrono Trigger. Oh, that looks that looks very relaxing. Google imaging it.
We need to go to a cosplay convention and dress up.
Of course.
Dress up as Joy Tactics.
Some of these characters.
I'll dress up as Nate. Well, the easy
I wonder
work,
if anybody will ever cosplay as as us.
Chill, man. Well, once the anime universe, Joy Tactics anime universe comes out, then yeah. They will. Now the easy world to live in, if I'm
go.
If I'm
Animal Crossing, you freak.
No, I don't need. I don't do streets where I'm about to say. I'm assuming there were streets in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
RuneScape world, duh. They got the beach. They got the bar. They got the motherfucking houses all over the place. They got the woods.
And
there
are sort of ale maids.
Oh, there's hella sort of beer.
The male
there's
version
cocktails,
of maids,
dude.
Right?
There's cocktail shakers. There's pineapples you can put in a cocktail shaker with a coconut. And the gnomes,
and are
by
strapping
the way, are
young
serving
lads.
It up.
Oh, the sexual gnomes?
Yes, and you can change your gender and haircut for $5 or something. It's like nuts.
Wow.
Yo, what are you heaven. Up to today? Not much. I'm a chick and I'm chilling with some gnomes on, gliding through the air or something.
I wonder if have you seen Luca Santangelo on there?
You know what? I haven't, and that's very disappointing.
We've told this story on the podcast, right? How in RuneScape, in the pandemic, when we were all trying to find something to play, we met an amazing British YouTuber named Luca Santangelo.
He does lifestyle and male hair.
He does male hair videos, and he just found us, and we became friends. We started following each other on Instagram. And I think we're all going to hang out next year. There's no question.
He's British.
We're going
to
get
fucking
faded. Let's go to his house.
November. Let me ask you guys a question to the listeners.
What?
Do you guys want us to come to London or what?
Oh, they're begging for it.
And I don't want to just... We might be coming to London.
That's all we'll say. That's all we can say right now.
And I want to see a lot of Americans in that crowd. That's all I want to say too.
No British people allowed. Just expats.
Right. No, if we could get everybody to get the same flight. Let's fill one flight.
Why we're going?
Yeah.
Well, you know where the Star Wars shit is filmed, right?
No.
I'll just say that Lucasfilm Studios are there. That's where they've. No, in London town, dude.
Eric is playing R2-D2 being stuffed into a, like, 3-foot. They're really stuffing him in there, too. Like,
oh, you're saying that you're going to be in Star Wars?
Do you guys know about that guy that was killed by being stuffed into a suitcase alive, and he just died in there?
No, Jesus. I don't know anything about that, man. Imagine that. Yeah, I know what that is.
Stuffed in a damn S. Oh, I saw somebody reposted one of your vids, Jack.
What happened?
On a meme account, and it got crazy amounts of
Tell
likes.
Tell me that.
Did you see this?
Who?
Show me.
They didn't tag
where?
You.
Where?
They didn't tag you.
Shit. They never
all
do.
I'll say this number, 32,000 likes.
Oh, my.
Tell me
on a carousel.
What page
yours
is called.
The first one.
Tell me what page is called
remember,
so that
dude.
I can contact my attorney right now, man. Because those are my likes. Because I can leverage. These guys are just doing bullshit. I need to use that as leverage so that I can get back on the bear, dude. I'm rocking the merch every day, and they won't let me back on that shit.
Oh. Nobody here. The listeners don't know yet, but yeah, Jack's coming to town Monday. You realize that, right?
Uh-oh.
Guess what's happening later in the week? Guess where we'll be later this week?
Yeah, we're going to be I'm just going to say that you're going to be seeing some Getty images of us that we're probably not supposed to be in.
Red really? Carpet, really? No. No. Hold
season
on a second.
Three
is it really a red
premiere
carpet event?
I don't think
Are you
so.
Serious,
I think it's
man?
Just a party. Yeah, right. With all the stars
I
and producers that we're best friends with.
Are they really going to be there? I remember, dude. That's I do right. remember on the on the picket lines during the WGA strike, SAG strike last year.
Uh huh.
When I would see like people who were doing very well, and I just remember some of the people from the Bear being out there, kind of like walking around with them, and I guess feeling like a loser. And then I don't know why I brought this up.
You don't ever need to feel
I guess
that
because
way. You don't ever need to feel like you're a loser. None of us do.
Well, I have this problem. I could be surrounded by fucking hella Rosie Perez's and Lamborghinis and shit, right?
Lamborghinis,
600 Lamborghinis and 600 Rosie Perez's from Pineapple Express all chilling with me. Let's just say I'd still feel like a loser. What's
wow.
that about?
Well, God...
Because it's not
God
external.
Gave all three of us. It's so curious because we have McLaren fucking engines up in here. All three of us. We have like McLaren engines and we all have sort of
no
Nate's
fuel.
2013 Prius bodies. You know what I'm saying? It's so
Come
interesting.
On, dude. Jesus.
That's not
no,
bad
but you
at
can
all.
Upgrade that shit. You can lift. You can lift that Prius and get it. Get the suspension all lifted up. Get that
get
shit
lifted.
All raised. You can get lifted. You can
no,
get.
No man,
body
I
want to
get it
right?
scraping the
but
ground.
But you can't change
Let
that Prius engine. It isn't configured for a different engine. You know what I'm saying? Like we have that top tier. You know, I don't know if I'm
right.
making this metaphor right.
What do
I'm
you
just saying,
What do you
like,
mean by
no,
this
I'm,
in terms of getting back to the having
I'm not sure what I'm saying
about?
By that. Oh, I'm saying...
You're saying there's no cure.
As there's no cure, but we're meant to be this way.
There is a cure, brother.
We're meant to be this way. What?
Jack's reaching for something. And
water. Peels?
Peels.
Sertraline.
Oh, yellow banana sertraline peels.
Oh,
yummy.
The Laffy Taffy sertraline.
Last night I took one of Nate's Zins, and I didn't tell you. Well, I did tell you, Nate, that I was rocking me, and I let everybody know that, but I had to almost sit down. Not kidding you.
Pathetic.
I had to almost sit down.
Fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
Imagine telling that,
that
to fucking
out.
Sitting at a table with Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and some scientist who, whatever, has hairs. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. But he and they're all having like 600 milligrams of fucking Zen, and you're sitting there right. having a three. Do you ever?
Yeah, that was. This is a three too, Eric. Like, it's just a three, dude. And it did that to you?
What do you think's gonna happen to you when you have a kid, man? How do you think that's gonna feel?
Hilarious. Pathetic.
You mean when I have my kids, multiple, seven.
Nice.
Seven.
That are going to ruin you financially.
There's no question. The child will be fucking killed by my youngest. Because they'll be about 20 years younger than their other siblings. This will be late in life, and I'll be killed Larry King style. Remember? Remember?
If I ever have child support payments, I'm paying extra. I'm giving you a little bit of tip. Shit. A lot of men, coward men out there. Oh, I gotta fucking pay child support. Rick right. Ross went out. Oh, I'm so glad I'm done with child support. That shit's going on for life. All right. If you're the mother of my child, I'm hooking you up past extra the illegal, extra fat.
Even when you get that. With the Alex Rodriguez type, that's what I'm giving you guys extra yeah, yeah. so you can go on vacation for helping raise my children.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem. Get them two PS5s, get them three, whatever.
Cuz Lord knows I'm going to be a distant father.
Well,
and I'm not going
to
be
you'll
there.
Have to be,
well,
emotionally, you're gonna be so dedicated physically, to the rather. Bear spinoff that you're on. Oh yeah. Season 16 of the Bear
and
spinoff.
By the way, this is a good point. The lessons that I can teach my kids through my work, because that's my preferred method of communication. That's how I'm comfortable being vulnerable
right.
and being
right.
having intimacy in my life as a creator, as a male creator, especially straight male creator. My stories is how I express myself. So my kids will learn more with me being absent through my media. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, here's right. the thing. Yeah, does mental illness run in my family? Sure it does. Am I going to pass on some type of mental illness to a child? Yeah, through blood, sure. But I'm not going to let my behavioral patterns influence that child as well. So yeah, I'll put that thing in the world, give it all the money in the world, hook it up with more famous people than it can imagine, put it on the right track, but I'm not chilling with it. Is it with Zoe Deschanel, et cetera, Adam Pally, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not chilling with that damn thing. Well, okay, because it'll become more like me, and no, nothing should be like this is a to live my life. You know what I mean? Yeah, is it entertaining? Sure. Is it going to make some studios and networks millions of dollars? Sure, it will. Sure. But is it fun to live like this? No, it's fucking hell no. every second. Okay,
imagine cinder blocks getting dropped on your head every single day.
Yeah, right. Mentally.
Well, what I was in the. Parenting, there's a problem in the parenting world where parents want to be friends with their children.
Nope.
And as your father, I'm not your friend.
Right.
In fact, I'm probably your worst fucking enemy. Okay? If you're coming out of the world and you got my DNA and your fucking bloodstream, you better run for the fucking hills.
Master, you're going Master Splinter on them, but without any of the gentleness. Okay, or wisdom. Just really intense.
Oh, wow. Man, if I have kids, I'm going to forget about them somewhere.
You're going to leave them somewhere?
Yeah.
Do you guys think if we have kids, they'll be best friends? Or could you imagine that if we had kids and there were some beef?
Selling backyard beefs, I guess.
Imagine this horror story, okay? I have a daughter. Okay, Jackie, you have a son. Nate, you didn't work out. And they're best friends. They fall in love at age 19. Can you imagine?
Okay,
is that a nightmare? Like, actually, is that amazing?
Oh, I thought you were going to say in like one of them kills the other or something.
No, they fall in love.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that's in cool. this scenario, right? I guess... Jack's son would have to, you know, you'd have to. Well,
he'd have to act right. He'd surely have to
you'd
act
have to
right
be the,
around my daughter.
The father to boyfriend to daughter boyfriend intimidation.
Oh, you don't
so
want.
How would
you? You don't want a little JB. You don't want a little Bensinger messing around with your daughter. I'll tell you right now. All I gotta say is check her room in the middle of the night. You better put that window pretty high up. Because he's gonna, young Ben Singer's gonna have some romance locked in his mind.
Yeah, it's not. I'm getting on.
Run away with me.
My son was clapping that shit.
Hey, man. Nah, don't say
that. Don't say that about Eric's.
My daughter.
What this is.
Halsey Rahill.
No, I've never had a girlfriend. No, I
have. I have. More about a couple, dude.
When was your first girlfriend? No, don't tell that. Don't tell that.
Oopsie
don't tell that.
Daisy,
to people,
when I was 18 years old, freshman
really?
Of college. Yeah, immediately got one.
Freshman
wife
of college
up.
At 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Freshman of college. Okay, let's touch on a couple more video games, please, shall we? Because I know
Banjo Kazooie, dude.
Knights of
Remember
the. Oh, Banjo Kazooie. Yeah, Banjo Kazooie. This was one of the best. Okay.
The bear and the bird. Right?
And the witch.
The bear
and the honeycombs.
And the bird. And the evil witch and the honeycombs and the puzzle pieces.
Yo-hwee.
Do it again.
I don't think I know how, man.
Remember when the bird started shooting them grenades in Banjo-Tooie?
I remember that.
Like that.
How you do that?
You didn't play this shit, did you, Nate? You didn't have a Nintendo, did you, guys?
Are you making fun of my family's socioeconomic status right now? Because if so, that's pathetic, man.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not, and I wouldn't make fun of that. But you guys didn't have a Nintendo, did you?
We actually did have a Nintendo. But we had an N64, but I had it late. I had it like when the GameCube was out.
Got Fuck. You.
Fuck.
Yeah, so I was playing all... I had to like go back and... play all these games.
Remember blowing on the cartridges? It's not working.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
It's dog hair.
I just don't know if I'll ever be able to play a video game like that. There was a magic to playing video games when we were children.
Well,
we became so immersed in the world.
Because the world, your ability to perceive starts to hinder your ability to imagine. You know, look at the, what do they call it? The Paris effect. Where you're visiting somewhere,
I know
it's much more beautiful because you're visiting and you're filling it in with your imagination. But as you get older, you start to create absolutes and magic starts to not exist. You're actually losing the ability to feel magic. That's why you have to be taking psilocybin. You have to be taking acid and LSD. Otherwise, you're just going to lose your connection to the internet, frankly. You lose the ability to feel. Imagination and ecstasy. Ecstasy is a muscle. Okay? You
give,
have an extacular
muscle. Some, giving my 8-year-old some DMT and making him play my old N64 games.
Hooking up intravenously, hooking yourself up to your kid.
Oh, wow. No one's tried that, have they? A tube.
Nope.
Exchanging blood in real time.
While smoking DMT.
Because blood holds memory. And blood moves.
You guys joke about this scenario, but you know that the first time I ever did acid LSD,
it was with your dad.
Oh, I know.
When I was a senior in high school, I played Super Mario Galaxy with my friends, and that shit was
crazy as hell.
I remember like the sounds in that game were like a full body, like, or like it wasn't that crazy, but I was like. The sounds in
vibrating.
It. That is the game that you were put on Earth to fucking do a psychedelic and play. Like, that shit was fucking awesome. And we watched, what's that MGMT music video? We were all, like, going crazy. Their really popular song.
Electric
yeah.
Feel?
Yeah. Electric Feel. We were all watching
Electric
that.
Feel?
Yeah. Or is electric eel? I think it's feel.
Shock me like electric feel. That's what they say.
Shock me like. It.
They better not be saying that. Otherwise, they're going to have to join me on Duolingo English.
Let's see. Nate. I'm going to play it first, real quick, just to remind us. Ding, ding.
Full lyrical breakdown coming.
Oh, and here comes the demonetization again. God.
What does MGMT stand for? Management? Is that what they're.
Is that what it stands for?
I think it's like a shortening of management.
That band is called Management? Are they a band or an electronic?
I guess it's MGMT. But.
MGMT.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
No.
No. Oh, it's just for listening.
What are they? What are you saying?
It's just the intro of the song, but it just is bringing me back to all the proms that I went to. I went to probably 16 different proms.
Well, you shouldn't legally say about there. Most of them. Age. What's
well,
prom?
Well, we all have right. to talk yeah. about the... Well, we're talking about retro gaming, the current state of gaming, and of course... I don't know why you guys always neglect this topic, but the future of gaming. Where is this all headed?
And I want people to say
some would
say
that we might be in
minutes.
A game
right Well, now. Have you seen the videos of people modding Skyrim to include ChatGPT? You've
no.
seen that,
is it
right?
Scary? No,
well,
it makes me mad.
Right. Well, people are having pretty good conversations with the NPCs up in that piece after they implant the ChatGPT into the NPCs' brains. And I am looking forward to when I'm 86, my legs are the size of toothpicks, but my top is like hella heavy and huge, and I can't fucking, you know what I mean? I'm bedridden, my children are off doing movies, and they're too successful to hang out with me. But I plug in whatever it is, Skyrim, and I talk to the barkeep in some fantastical world, snowy fantastical world, dragons outside, horrible horrible warfare.
Well,
going
this is
on.
The solution to ending male loneliness,
right? No, of course it is. Chatting with the
yourself.
Reptilian the lusty Argonian maid, you know what I'm saying?
Lusty Argonians.
That lusty Argonian maid.
I'm listening. Argonian.
Mm-hmm. Jack, you would get all fucking up in a lusty Argonian maid's business if you...
Stop it, brother.
If you were guys were rocking with each other like that.
No. I'm a gentleman. I take a lusty Argonian out to a nice screen porch.
To Nobu.
Gnocchi or something.
A screen porch and have some gnocchi.
Yeah.
So, I want to remember when we went to that screen porch in Atlantic City and we had all that damn good Italian.
That's a gatekeep. That's a gatekeep.
Oh yeah,
that was
that was delicious.
Okay. What
and
I'd
our,
like to
and
say
our waiter
is,
was like some Jersey dude, like some.
I'm sad
Jersey
that we didn't
bro.
Go back to Atlantic
right.
City. By the way,
we'll go next year.
Okay. Now I have to go. There's a block party and there's a raffle and I need to be there. In 15 minutes, or I might lose my fucking thing.
What is your raffle for? Like, what do you win?
A massage.
What's the prize?
Massage, some discounts at some places. I wish I could think of a joke, but I can't. So I'll just.
You're just
you.
Being real. This is kind of a real episode. We were being really real this episode.
Yeah.
And people like that, don't they? People like that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, should we say should we break it down joy-wise?
So, yeah, this podcast is called Joy Tactics, obviously. In every episode, we like to say what gave us joy in all seriousness.
Oh, someone posted on the subreddit that there's a new podcast that's about what gave you joy. I'm not kidding.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, chill.
No, because I don't like other people giving people...
I'm serious.
I feel like
deadly.
Our legal team is working overtime as it is, and they just can't. I just don't want to stress out our fucking legal team more than they already are. This is ridiculous, dude.
Who
like,
is this?
They're so...
NPR? Oh, you don't.
Bro, NPR, hang it up.
Don't let me find out where your headquarters are, NPR.
I just learned that NPR is... maybe the CEO is a CIA asset.
Of course they are.
Sure.
Bro.
No.
What do you think NPR stands for?
Interesting.
Nancy Pelosi
CIA
Radio.
Taking over.
Google it.
Damn, Nancy Pelosi. I'd listen to that. Oops.
I'd watch it. Sheesh.
Nancy Pelosi Radio. Now, but let's put that in the back of our minds and look forward. And actually, let's look back. To what gave us joy this week.
Let's take this week and look back at it.
I will start off by saying I went on a, I think this was whatever, this week, went on a hike with Eric and our friend Max.
Yep.
And as you know, my back is all fucked up. And I was kind of nervous about it and hadn't gone at this pace before. And we got up to the top, got down to the bottom. No issues.
No pain.
It's giving me confidence to do more physical activities with my back. So that's what gave me joy. It's basically the hope of the future.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That is amazing. It was, and that was, and Nate was moving at a rapid pace. If you could have seen him, it would have like been watching a damn blur moving across that mountain. I watched a documentary.
Oh.
Oops. Sound familiar? I watched another documentary this week called Trekkies. And maybe many people have seen this, but it was like 1997, and it's just, they just don't make people like they made back then. You know what I mean? Because then I watched a follow-up that was like 2011, and the magic is somehow gone from watching. Like, the convention is so much less fun than it looked in 1997. I don't know if that's because they used a film camera or if it's because people pre-internet age were so much more unique, you know? There's no internet.
Well, this is...
There's no internet connecting these people, so they had to find it. To find another Star Trek fan in the wild is like, thank fucking God we got each other.
Right.
And let's have a crazy convention and F and S each other all weekend in crazy fucking Ferengi outfits. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, But it just was... If it's on Amazon, if you have a chance, it's really funny and really sweet. Yeah, that's what I like this week.
Trekkie. Beautiful.
Jack?
Well, this is... Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. So yesterday, I went to the Inside Organizer School. This is a school for people who want to learn how to organize their workplace in a union fashion. And I saw my parents there. Did a little session in Manhattan. And a lot of people were there from different unions, people from Barnes & Noble telling crazy stories about getting their union started and the crazy British, CEO who was coming in and thinking he could kind of tell a sob story and get them not to do it. REI, people from there, very cool. And it was fun to eat pizza in a room with a bunch of people. Yum. And talk about things and life and learn some cool information. I recommend Googling that if you're interested in shaking things up. Of course. Wow. And I saw Challengers. That Beautiful. Shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll talk about it on the bonus episode.
I know you. Yeah, that's going to be the
second
conversation about Challengers.
Thoughts on that.
Well, everybody, I mean, let us know what you're playing right now, video game wise. And if there's any video game developers out there, I'll just say this right now. We didn't talk about it, but we have some ideas. Okay. And especially me, I have ideas. So if you want to just come to me directly, you don't got to worry about Jack or Nate.
What?
All right, guys. It's been an amazing time talking to you again. I love you guys. I miss you. Nate, I saw your ass last night. Probably see you tonight. Jack, I see you Monday, dude.
Yeah, man.
Oh shit! Yeah, get ready for an in person.
Oh shit!
Late night in person.
Right. Remember to bring
pizza
your mic,
mukbang.
Jack.
Pizza mukbang.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cherry tomato pizza mukbang.
Yep. All
right.
Yep.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Peace out, everybody.
Joy Tactics.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.